So he obeyed the instruction. He obeyed the prescription that is given to him for hope that he will walk again. So each time when there's an opportunity for him to get out and to sit outside, he would go to this tree where the stick has been driven in, and he would sit there. As soon as he gets there, to think about what he was told, he will get a hold of this stick that's stuck out from the tree and pull himself up and stand there. 6 months pass, at least one season, three seasons have passed. He found himself that he was not having pain when he get up, when he stand himself up from that peg, from the tree, from the stick that has been driven to the tree. He noticed the changes. His knee joint was not as hurt as it used to be. And by the end of that season, just about the time when the medicine man has it, when the season became the annual round, one cycle of the season, when he came out again to stand, he was better now. Gradually, towards the end of the year, he was much better, and he was able to stand comfortably by holding the stick. As soon as 1 year has come about, he was able to walk away from the tree without pain. From then on, to his belief, he was healed. And he believed it was the fate to the man who had told him a simple thing, a simple gesture, so that he will be able to walk again. That's the end of the story. This story shows us the medicine man himself does not perform miracle all the time, but makes a person to have faith within himself. All he has to do is instruct. He does have a medical knowledge. He does understand that the faith does many things. He does understand a human will change things. And this is what he applied, because he knew the kind of disease that the disabled person has was not inherited. It has developed gradually through the living condition or over action of the person, which led him to have a disease, and therefore also understand such disability takes a long time to cure. One has to have a wish and hope and continuous faith to receive the benefit. And through their spiritual belief, this could have been considered a miracle. That is the part of our ancestors' spiritual belief and practices. We have a right to question it. We have. Each one of us can ask, was that a miracle? Was that evil deed? Was it evil to do that? So it's up to us to decide. We can say, all the things our First Nation have done during their independence, during their independently surviving in the land, they did have gifted things in their life which makes them survive on the land. And therefore, that is the reason I say their spiritual value system was not far off to the similarities of the European spiritual beliefs.